is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones. And I'm delighted to be speaking now to Jim Kerr from The Simple Minds about their wonderful new album, Walk Between Worlds, which is out very soon, and some of the singles that have been released off the album as well. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Well, this is your 19th album, Walk Between Worlds. It's out on the 2nd of February. How pleased are you with it?
It's a good period, Matt. You know, last week we celebrated 40 years of Simple Minds from our first gig in the 17th of January 1978. And if you had said to me then that we would still be allowed to be out playing music and all that, I mean, my parents were even 40 then. But most of the point, if you had said to me that we're going to have a new album out at that time, I would say, well, I hope it doesn't sound like like we've been doing it for 40 years. I hope it's got vitality and energy and spirited and we sound committed and all that stuff. And I'm pretty positive in terms of that's how the record feels, and we're getting a great reaction to it.
Well, I've heard the lead single Magic off it, and it's absolutely fantastic. It really is a wonderful tune that I'm sure will appeal to many, many Simple Minds fans. Tell me a little bit about that one and where it's come from, if you like.
Yeah, it has got that classic Simple Minds stamp. Charlie Burchill, my songwriting partner, he's just all over it, and it's one of his beautiful melodies. And I was explaining to people, I mean, when you're a song like Magic, it's hard to come up with a song called Magic at this stage of the game and really put anything new into that sentiment, because it's been done a million times. However, I'm not a musician. Whenever I hear the stuff coming out of Charlie's amplifier, I'm lost for words. But when he came up with that tune, it literally, it's magical. And I had the shivers when he was playing some of the notes. And it's a mysterious thing, music. You know, we take it for granted. It's everywhere. And we know it does stuff to us. It changes our mood and all that. But we don't really know what's going on. There's something of the mystical there. And the song is really all about that.
It really is. Well, you mentioned there how it has been 19 albums. So many songs have been written in that time. It's amazing that you are still coming up with these wonderful songs so many years on.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's wonderful that we are still engaged and getting away with doing it, I would say. I mean, I guess I'd like to think we're pretty good. We're hard on ourselves. I mean, the trick is to make it sound easy. You know, the trick is to make it sound like, says, oh, yeah, it's another good song, whatever. But, I mean, it's hard. It is hard. And we've got a team around us who not only are they really good at what they do, the producers, and we've got a younger manager and all that, they kick the tires. So we really try and keep the quality, and it'd be great to say, well, yeah, these songs just appear. They don't, you know. To get three good songs, you're usually working on about 15. To get really good songs, I mean, to get great songs, dare I say, because the difference between good and great is colossal, so that's the kind of pressure we put ourselves in. And we also, you know, when we think about playing them live, and they've got to, the really good ones have got to go shoulder to shoulder on the night with Alive and Kicking and Waterfront and Belfast Child and blah de blah de blah, and so there's no cutting corners.
You mentioned the producers there, and it's the same guys who did Big Music, which you released in 2014, which was really successful as well. So has that helped things, do you think?
Well, it does. You know, you develop a relationship, and you know, sometimes we've been really lucky. We work with great Steve Lillywhite, Trevor Horn, all those people. Sometimes you work on an album, and by the end, as great as it's been, you think, well, we got that. You know, we've got there. You know, because we use it as we kind of suck the knowledge from the people we work with, and then we think, well, we've got that. But with the case Andy and Gavin, there seemed a lot more to go. And they're not only producers and they're great, great musicians too. We trust them enough. Sometimes if we're maybe going out on tour a few weeks, they say, listen, can we mess around with a couple of these tracks and show you through a few alternative arrangements? And sometimes we're like, wow, I never thought of that or whatever. So they're also collaborators.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Jim Kerr from Simple Minds ahead of the release of their wonderful new album, Walk Between Worlds. You mentioned going on tour there and maybe some music being touched by the producers when you are on tour. And it's not too long before you do take this album on tour. Just the three shows, but one of them nearest to us is in Manchester at the Albert Hall on the 14th of February. How much are you looking forward to seeing what reaction the new album gets?
It's funny with the new stuff, there's a great excitement to play it. But I got to tell you, you know, remember, Matt, remember when you, well, I'm assuming that you remember, I think we all went through this. The problem with doing new live stuff is that for the first few weeks, remember when you went back to school after the summer holidays and your blazer was all a bit too tight and, you know, your bag didn't, your shoes were all, you know, everything was a bit new and stiff and all that. Playing new songs, it takes a while. So I'm kind of looking forward to it, but also thinking, oh God, because you learning the song to play, that's no problem. We can do that. But the idea when you go on stage, it's you want to be able to play it without thinking about it, and that takes a while. So these gigs, the good news is that they're going to get as fresh and it's going to be, you know, quite historical. It's the first time we've played these songs and all that. But they'll be better a wee bit later in the year when we've really worked them in.
Yeah, and you are playing later in the year in the autumn with Katie Tunstall and the Pretenders as well, which will be a wonderful live show for people to see.
Yeah, Katie opened for us just middle of last year in Europe. And, you know, everyone, Katie, you go, yeah, she's great. Everyone knows she's great. No, I didn't know she was that great. I mean, if you're gone that night, get there early and see her. She's amazing. And the Pretenders, well, they're not bad either. I mean, what a rock icon she is. And of course, in my case, we're both, well, Charlie and I were fans of hers. She's family to me. She's a bit keener on Charlie than she is me these days. But we'll get on great anyway. And what a night, because, I mean, she's one of the greats, really. And not going to be easy for us to follow that, but we'll do our damnedest. And as long as we're doing that, then the audience is sure to get the benefit of all of it.
I'm sure you'll do it pretty well. In terms of the audience, how have they kind of developed over the years that you've been touring? Are you still getting all those people who were coming 30, 40 years ago, plus the new wave of Simple Mind fans as well?
Well, we do. I mean, obviously the mainstay is our generation and all that, but at the same time, we are amazed at people say, I've been into you for ages, I've been into you for 10 years, you know, and you got that was last week. But that's great. And there's certain songs, those big songs, Alive and Kicking, Don't You, you know, radio play for them throughout the world goes on and kids pick up. I mean, it's a joke, of course, and there's no offence meant, but sometimes we'll see, and of course, people bring their kids to the gigs, and sometimes we'll see them and I'll say, you know, did your mum and dad make you come? And they nod their heads and I'll say, it could have been worse. It could have been Duran Duran. and even worse, Spandau Ballet. But it's great. It's great to have them.
It really is. And just finally as well, I just want to ask, how have the band and you kind of changed over the years that you've been touring compared to what you were producing back then compared to now, do you think?
How have we changed, you mean, in terms of our approach?
Oh, in terms of musically.
Well, you know, this is a Simple Mind story. It's what we're doing now is the same roots as it began with. You know, we had this, I think, this big joyous sound, this sound that is very open-armed. It wants to embrace the audience. And we have these choruses that when we're making records, because I'm not a player, I'm a singer, but whereas the guys are thinking about the chords and this, I'm thinking about the PA. I'm thinking about what's that going to sound like coming at the PA. I still see it physically in a venue. And so when we're writing the music, you know, we're thinking about the audience, and we did that from day one. It continues now.
It really does. Jim, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. The new album, Walk Between Worlds, is out on the 2nd of February. Go out and get there. The lead single off it, Magic, is absolutely fantastic as well. And as I say, if you do want to see them near us, the 14th of February is the date to put in your diary, Valentine's Day, at the Albert Hall in Manchester. Best of luck with the album and the tour, Jim, and thank you for joining us on Radio City Talk.
Very keen, Matt. Thank you.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.